Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mutto at Midnight with your host, Mutto Sasquatch. Mutto is a shaman who works with the written and spoken word. He has played his flute, offers sacred smoke in the four directions. Please join Mutto in sacred ceremony. And now, Mutto at Midnight.
These things he says are true. This is Mutto at Midnight. I am your host, Mutto Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening. If I seem a little bit foggy, it's because I am. I was asleep about 3 minutes ago. If I fell asleep, I have the laptop here open to the Blog Talk Radio Studio webpage, which allows me to bring this entertainment to you, to all corners of the globe. The globe doesn't have any corners, but still. And here I was all ready to talk about my, not particularly my, it's about Sean Montero. And my brain just checked out there for a few minutes. It is a long day. I'm getting up as I do to do the thing that keeps me going, to do the thing that pays the bills. And you get up at 7 in the morning, you get to midnight after having worked a full day and driven here to Mutto North Studios. Here at the parents' home, the birth home. What kind of home is it to me? I've lived here since I was 11. So the childhood home, I guess, the adolescent home. See, that doesn't work because it makes it sound like it's the home that's adolescent. It was me that was adolescent, and I've stayed that way. It's... All these things took place, and then I was just preparing for the show and just nodded off there for a little while, but I'm here, I'm back, and I'm going to do my best to make it through this. You are listening to the withinsightsradio.com channel of Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to know the other things that we do, because I sure as hell can't keep track, look at withinsightsradio.com. You'll find descriptions of our various radio shows and radio hosts. You will also, if I'm not very much mistaken, you will find some sort of tip jar or way that you can help us continue to bring these shows to you. It's not free to use Blog Talk Radio. I guess it can be. It's kind of like one of those dating services where they start you off free and then, you got to pay to do other things. I signed up for one of the ones, I won't mention which one it is. It's one of the national dating services. I didn't even sign up. I just went in and they must have pulled some stuff about me from my Facebook page because they start giving me all these emails, you know. This person flirted with you. This person likes what you like, and I'm like, how can that be? Because I didn't make a profile, but perhaps they tapped my data and made one for me. But then the thing is, the reality of these things is questionable anyway, because it's all a contrivance to get you to purchase a membership to the site, because you can't talk to any of these women who apparently are rabid to be with me without paying the membership fee. And yeah, I don't begrudge them the membership fee. They do a little bit of work it's not a matching service where they actually do some work, but it is some sort of, contrivance which requires something to be done. And so they ask for money. And so withinsightsradio.com asks for money, and that's probably not a very flattering comparison I've just made. But it is listener-supported radio, and your nickels and dimes and ones and fives and twenties are what keep us going. We're certainly not making any sort of profit off of it. It's just a matter of paying the expenses, which right now fall on Chief Iggy. to keep this thing going. So please, if you do listen to, you listen to some With Insights Radio, and if you do enjoy it, please go to the website and support us. It is much appreciated. So here we are. Another Friday has come. Still in my apartment. I've done my my first cycle of apartment-related bills, which would be the rent, the heating bill, the power bill, the electric bill, and also I have a small credit card that I use to buy gasoline with, rebuilding my credit. Gone through that first cycle. I can't say without a hitch. One thing that I just finally did work out today was with the electric bill. They never sent me a paper bill. I went on their website to pay, and they told me that the residence I indicated was under the name of another user. So I'm hoping they're going to pay my bill for me, but I don't know if I can depend on that. So finally, I just, as I said, I didn't have a paper copy of the bill, but there was one on a PDF copy on the website, so I printed that out, and I took it to the grocery store that has utility pay, and tack a $2.50 fee onto that, onto my $16 electric bill. So I think next time what happens is I'll print that. I'll do the same thing, but I won't wait until the last minute. I'll give myself a week so I can stick the thing in the mail. I think that's a sensible thing to do, a sensible plan. Who knows what tomorrow brings? I'm going to be working through June, and then after that, probably looking for some other way to make ends meet. And who knows? Again, this is the future, and who can tell the future, right? And does that not segue neatly into our principal topic of the evening, which is the Shaman Tarot? Let me tell you just a little bit about it, if you haven't been with us the last few weeks. There's this tarot card deck that was given to me by Chief Iggy, who would like me to develop my skills for doing readings, because everybody else at MythInsights.com can do readings, and Mudto can't. What's this all about? No, he wouldn't ask Chief Iggy. He would never approach me like that. But he did. He thought I would find it interesting to sort of develop that area of my practice. And what the tarot is to me, whether it's this shaman tarot or traditional tarot or one of seemingly thousands of alternative tarot decks that are available commercially now, I see it as a lens through which I focus the energy that comes through me. I have my chaotic, disorganized, unorganized, really, rather than disorganized thoughts. But the direction I need is in there. It all comes from. It doesn't come from the divination. Doesn't come from the deck. The divination, any divination tool, doesn't come from the tool. It comes from the operator. It comes from the user. The tool is the medium. I don't want to use that word because medium is a different thing in light working. It's the intermediary. Isn't really what I want either. I'm trying to think of the name. There's something we used to see in physics class, diffraction grating, is that the word? Where the light, just the ordinary white light, with no, just comes from a light bulb, no rhyme or reason to it at all. And you put it through this system of horizontal vertical grooves, that comes out, a certain color or a certain pattern of colors. And it comes out ordered at the other end. So to me, the tarot is like that. The sort of cacophony of my own thoughts. Bring the tarot card to it, and that's it. Now I've got stuff going on in the chat room. Let me see what I got here. I will apologize in advance. Long-time knowers, long-time listeners know that I am terrible at multitasking. Anne92054 has asked, can we ask reading questions in chat? Sure, why not? If you're still here, hit me with something. Well, it's not something I've done a lot in the past. There was always what I would say, I'd usually head my show with that, say, I don't do readings. So that's, again, something that Chief Iggy has wanted me to reverse. So, yeah, it'll be good practice. If you've got a question, you can put it up in chat, and I'll see what I can do with it. I've been doing sort of one-card readings, just a card, just the same kind of reading that's done on With Insight's sort of flagship show on Mondays, where three or four of our people take phone calls and they draw cards from their various decks. And it's one card. Now, traditionally, the tarot is read in a little bit different way. You have a sort of pattern of cards or spread of cards. I'm nowhere near advanced enough I'm saying I should probably answer that chat room question in the chat room. That might help. Okay, wait. And my friend Bob hasn't talked to me for a month. How soon will he be back in communication and will we reconcile? All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's give that a shot. We'll just jump right in here. And this deck is it's a traditional tarot deck in the sense that it has the four suits and then a number of cards in each suit and some face cards. And there's also the thing called the Major Arcana, which is kind of a separate, I don't know whether it's supposed to be higher. Again, I don't know. All this, the sort of the ins and outs of it. I just kind of have the deck, and I'm learning as I go. But then what I generally do is I give the deck three shuffles. Don't know why three; it just seems right. And then I'm going to take the top card again. This is for Anne 62054, and she's asked about her friend Bob, who hasn't spoken to her in a while, and she wants to know if that's going to be reversed. And if they will reconcile. So the card that I have pulled is, three of. So I have to keep checking on these are stones. This is the three of stones. And the three of stones is, I know this is going to generate all kinds of confidence as I'm flipping through the pages here. Haven't memorized these things. I got bows. Where are you, stones? Stones, and they, in general, stones are about healing. That's a good sign. Let's see, the three of stones is the concentration of power, diversity, sometimes extreme, that if well organized leads to the conclusion of the project. Profitable collaboration, intelligent cooperation. So those are all things that would tend to say that is talking about people getting together. So that would seem to indicate that this rift is going to be healed in some way. Since I've only got the one card, I really don't have a indication of timeline. I understand that's one of the things about the spread is it sort of can give you an idea of how far out you are on these things. Let's say a little bit about the card, if I may. Again, I try to describe the image on the card, and sometimes that triggers something for me. It's three men sitting on the ground. They appear to be, I don't want to say shamanists. It's three different disciplines. There's one who's clearly Buddhist. The other two I'm not quite sure of, but they appear to be three different disciplines, and they're sitting on the ground. So I guess this goes with the idea of people coming together. They are surrounded by a ring of stones. There's, what is that in the middle of the ring? There's some animal signs. What is that? It's a raccoon looking type of animal, but not quite. I don't know if that's a different animal, just drawn that way. And they're in a wooded area, surrounded by greenness, so they're sort of out of a way, out of out of the way of other things, perhaps, that other contrivances. I'm thinking of civilization as a contrivance. You know, the things that, you know, if they were sitting in a, as a contrast to us, whether if they were sitting in a in an urban area, or something where there was man-made things that could distract. Even if they were in a like a park area, some of these cards have modern imagery, but they are clearly away from all of that, in a ring and meditating, and so it's definitely an indication to me of a coming together. So that rift that you speak of, I think according to this reading is. Healed might be the too far for me to go based on this, but there is going to be a coming together. There is going to be communication. That's what I'm seeing based on what I have in front of me. So thank you for that question, Anne. As that's she says, okay. So that's glad to have been of service. This gives me my failure. I started to type. Sure, to get into the timeline. Anne says, thank you. You're very welcome, Anne. So that's basically how it works. And I've been doing these readings on my Facebook page, which is titled Mud Toe Sasquatch. If you're interested in that, please take a look. I put that up mainly as a venue for my writing. And then I stopped writing stuff. So I've been sitting there waiting for something. I've just been making kind of pithy comments. So I thought maybe if I had this, that would give me a reason to work on this the Shaman Tarot and get to the point where I don't have to so obviously be looking everything up in the book. But so I've been doing that on Tuesdays and Thursdays on my Facebook page and just pulling a card and reading it. And how I do it is, first of all, I don't want to take credit for this Shaman Tarot deck. It's not, I didn't make it up. It's made by a gentleman called Massimilio Filadero, and he has made up many, many, many tarot card decks. I tried to look up some information on him and so I could speak about him, but there doesn't seem to be a lot out there that I could find. I see a lot of stuff about his work, about his tarot, but not about him personally. And the fact that he has so many different tarot decks kind of indicates to me, I wonder how much he actually put into looking at the symbolism of shamanism. But the thing is, as I was talking about before, that doesn't really matter. It's not the symbols that matter. We're not talking about a fixed substance. The tarot is a guide. The tarot is something that shapes our thoughts. Something that we bring our thoughts to it, and then spirit brings the tarot card to us, and then those two things come together, and they make the reading. So whether or not the symbolism on the cards are strictly shaman, or strictly symbols of shamanism, or whether using a different kind of tarot card, what's one some of the other alternatives they hear that away? There's another card that listed all of the various tarot decks that Mr. Filadaro had made. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which card you're using. It's the intention and the willingness to be open to what that what the picture suggests, or what the words that Mr. Filadaro gives us suggest. So when I write these for the Facebook page, I start off with the identity of the card. So as we had the three of stones today, and then what Mr. Filadaro has to say. Well, no, then I describe the card, and then I say what Mr. Filadaro had to say about it, and then I say what I have to say about it, which is just interfacing those images and that description with whatever it is that I may have been going through in the short term, in that day, maybe back a day or two. I don't try to go to back too terribly far. Often it's just something that happened within the past hour. I kind of think the more recent, the better. It's just that there's an immediacy to it that produces interesting readings, like the one that just transpired. I thought that was somebody was nice enough to come in and put their question out there, and the card came up that certainly seemed to address that question directly. Very interesting how often that happens. When you say, when I used to sit in AA meetings and a reading would come up, people say, well, that's you know, just exactly the reading that I needed to see right now. And yes, it is. Something that's, I don't want to say attack is not the right word, but I have, you know, my friends who are kind of into fixed substances. And what I mean by fixed substances, there's something that's this is the right answer. This is the right way to do things. So as a fixed substance, a tarot card would have to be, okay, these are cards that predict the future. That's not the way it works. But someone who's into fixed substances would look at it that way. And I think the thing, I was at a meeting with a friend of mine, Eric Netter. We had a circle we used to do. He used to do once a month at his energy center, and we had a gentleman who was a physics professor come in and sort of critique us. I remember particularly he was concerned about our use of the word vibration, which is a word, you know, New Agers tend to throw around a lot, but he wanted a very precise scientific definition of the word vibration, and insisted that his definition of the word was correct and ours was not. That's fixed substances. So if you're into fixed substances, a tarot reading or any kind of divination is probably not going to be useful to you, because there is a certain openness to the process that is required. In the meantime, I mean, I'm someone who comes from that sort of I have an engineering degree. My background is very sciencey, and I don't run from that background at all. Science is good. Science works, but there are areas of my life that where science couldn't help me. There are areas of my life where my Christian upbringing couldn't help me. It just didn't speak to me. And I'm not saying it's impossible for a Christian upbringing to speak to you. I'm saying that it's very difficult for a Christian upbringing that's based in fixed substances. You know, Jesus Christ is the way, the light of the world, and you can't escape that. I was sort of taught that authoritarian view of Jesus Christ, and then that became he wasn't someone I could go to. He wasn't someone I could talk to. He was the bringer of the rules, and the rules were fixed, and he was going to squash me if I got out of line. So there was no way that I could take the problems and issues I was having in that direction. I had to find something else, and I found some comfort and some resonance with the, you know, sort of nature-based spirituality that I follow, that Chithiggy and his friends follow, and my friends, they're my friends too. I think that explains where I'm coming from. Why am I? Ow, excuse me. Oh, jeez. I get back spasms. I'm sitting here laying on my bed doing this show, and I really should not, because it's not good from the standpoint of posture. How much time we got left? There's about 5 minutes left. Let me look at another card. We'll put this one back. And thank you again for that question, Ann. I'm going to take 3 shuffles of the cards, and then the top one will belong, let's say this belongs to me this evening, and I've had, I was going to say romance on my mind, but that last one, I guess I don't know in particular if that last one was about romance, but I already said it, so this one's about romance for me. Oh my goodness. This is I think this is a major arcane. This might be, no, it's not. It was upside down. This is a it's a one of bones, and it's a bull's head. Bull skull, yeah, skull, and it's surrounded by fire. This is my romance card. Let's take a look at what we got here. This looks, sounds scary to me, but not as scary as some of the romances I've had, I'll tell you that. Let's look at bones. Bones are the bones are about combat. Da-da-da. And the, okay, right away I have a trouble because it doesn't have a one of bones. It has an ace of bones. But since there is no one, let's go ahead and presume that the one is the ace. And he is the horn of fire. That certainly fits. I'm sorry, I have to adjust my bifocals to make this work. The true struggle is against ourselves. Great potential, energy, creativity, sexual vigor. I don't know about that last one. Desire would be good. I don't know about vigor at this point in my life. I would have to find and I have to find a willing partner to let me find that out. But the rest of that stuff certainly applies. The true struggle is against ourselves. People, let's say we're very quick to say people are putting things on us. I do that too. You know, I just went through that rant about, you know, Christianity. Christianity put things. Well, Christianity didn't put that on me. I put that on me. I decided to let that, to allow that to be the case. Although, well, I won't contradict myself. Let's do the reading. Horn of Fire. The true struggle is against ourselves. Great potential, energy, creativity, sexual vigor. It's just because the original question was about, was a relationship question. So obviously I see you have a sexual vigor that's in there. The dance. Fire. The real struggle is against ourselves. So does that mean, I'm trying too hard? Is that a possible meaning there? The real, you know, with reference to a romance for myself, the true struggle is against myself. Great potential, energy. Energy that's not realized, that's just there. And creativity, sexual vigor. So things that possibly that are being restrained or are being restrained. Interesting. I have to think about that. Looking for things to write about on my blog. I haven't written in the blog for over a month. The blog is on mudtoesasquatch.com. Take a look at it. You'll see some older stuff I've written. It's time, really time for me to start drumming up the content on that. And I say that every week, and it doesn't seem to happen. But by golly gee, perhaps this Shaman Tarot thing will spark some that. We have come to the end of another program. I hope you've found that stuff about the Shaman Tarot interesting. The Shaman Tarot is going to continue to be a regular part of this show and of my Facebook, and now it sounds like of my blog as well. So I hope you'll check that out and let me know what you think of that. Like me on Facebook. Continue to listen to the show. I'm here for you, and I'm here for me too. You know, this is an exercise in my spirituality as well, so that I can use my words and that they get out there, and hopefully they find somebody whom they need to find. Okay, once more, thanks for listening this evening, and please join me next week. Bye now.